Hello everyone, my name is Damilola Oyeleke. I am a podcast producer and the head curator of a podcast recommendations newsletter called Podcast Curated with Taste. I am so excited to welcome you to another episode of Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
When I sat down with Damilola Oyeleke, I wanted a simple conversation about her journey. But what unfolded was a clear snapshot of where Nigerian podcasting stands today, its promise, its gaps, and the people trying to make sense of it. Innovations, challenges, and opportunities in podcasting. This is Into the Podverse. I'm Tony Doe. Welcome to the show. I asked Damilola Oyeleke how she got into the space at all. And the way she tells it, podcasting wasn't a dream she chased. It was an assignment that shook her awake.
It was not intentional at all. I started working at the media company I currently work at, Culture Custodian, maybe 2 years ago. And during my interview to get the job, Mayowa, who is the editor-in-chief, just mentioned that, oh, we are starting a podcast soon and I would want you to produce it. And then I didn't have any clue on what a podcast was. But when he said that, I was like, okay, sure. And a couple of months into the job, he comes back and he says, remember what I spoke to you about? This is the podcast. We are having a meeting with the host next week or in a few days. I don't remember exactly. And that's how it started. So, that was my introduction to it. Had no clue on what podcasting was. I had to research. I had to try and find what exactly makes up this medium. And since then, it's been a very, very interesting journey. I have now come to discover and love narrative podcast as well. Honestly, even more so than Roundtable.
As she spoke, I could hear something familiar. Many of us stumbled into this medium before we understood it. I wanted her to tell me what production has felt like from her side of the table. Being a producer in Nigeria is a very particular kind of hustle.
It's been very, very interesting because I think producing obviously involves a lot of creativity, but it's very, very operational also. So for the first few months producing with an S, that was the first podcast I produced. It was just about getting people together, getting the right atmosphere to record, the right topics, the right subjects, the right guests, all of those things, just putting all these little things together. And I am naturally an organized person, if I do say so myself, and I enjoy being behind the scenes, making things happen. So it just felt like a good place to be. But since then, I have dabbled in the creative aspect, meaning trying to create my own narrative stories. So that is a whole different thing. But producing seems very, it's just about getting things done and getting things done well. And that is something that I have come to like.
Most creators here are still discovering what's possible with narrative audio, and she's already leaning in. Then we moved to the part of her journey that fascinates me most, her visit to podcast movement in the US. I think anyone working full-time in this space should attend at least once because it forces you to widen your lens. So I asked her, what did she see that shifted her thinking?
It was a very enlightening experience. I have been to, well, not podcasting specifically, just media conferences or festivals before, but I had never been to something specifically for the podcasting industry. And when I saw that that was something that was happening in, I believe it was Dallas, I was in Houston at that time, and I just felt like it was somewhere I had to be. And luckily enough, Podpage was giving out free tickets for the event. So I applied and I won a free ticket and I was able to go. So it was a very exciting moment for me just being there and just hearing about this system that they have built, this industry that they have built so well. it made me think about how important it is to widen your like scope and your horizons, because a lot of conversations that happened there that I had not even, I didn't even know these conversations existed somewhere. Words being thrown around. I'm like, what does this even mean? It was just so interesting because it felt like in this same industry, it was a different world. You'll see, yes, the first session I attended at Podcast Movement was with Brian Braletta and a couple of other people. And they were throwing out words that I just hadn't heard before. So after the session, I had to walk up to him. I was like, please, you mentioned this and this and this. What does this even mean? And he explains and he directs me to the Sounds Profitable websites because they have resources and a glossary to look through. So I went to look through it. I was like, wow, this is a whole new world that I didn't even know existed. And a lot of the conversations were very, very, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's a different, they are facing different issues over there than we are here. Because right now, when I think of podcasting, we have barely scratched the surface. Obviously, we have a lot of podcasters and the industry is growing, but there is just a lot more to do and a lot of places to go to. Because even Brian mentioned how, he kept on mentioning how they had hacked the reach in podcasting. And I assume that means hundreds of thousands, even millions of people listen to podcasts, but it's not the same in Nigeria. And there's many, many different reasons, but we see a lot of podcasts in Nigeria struggle with finding the right audience. But yeah, it's just people are just having different other things on their minds that they're trying to sort out, that podcasting isn't even the first 100 things. So it was just a very interesting experience for sure.
And that's the thing. Outside Nigeria, the industry is dealing with scale, monetization, and metrics we haven't even touched. Meanwhile, we're still fighting for basic reach. Naturally, that led me to ask about Podfest Niger, our local attempt at a podcast conference.
Podfest Niger. My friend sent me the post about it, I think weeks before it happened, and it was very, very intriguing. So I look through and I see the people and the conversations that they had set up or they had planned, like the programming for the show or for the event. And I was like, okay, this is very interesting. This is very interesting. I didn't recognize a lot of podcasters, but I was still interested in seeing exactly what it was going to be. So my friend and I went. It was not what I thought it would be. I feel like, because I didn't stay for long. I didn't attend. I didn't go there early. So the few conversations and the few panels I caught were not what I expected. There was a panel session on branding, which is very, very important. But no one on stage was a podcaster. The conversation didn't lean towards branding as a podcaster. It was leaning more towards branding as like not even media, as like campaigns. It was very interesting. Because I remember someone who works at, I believe Gino was on the panel. Someone else who has worked on a lot of campaigns was also on the panel, but it wasn't specific to podcasting. And there was another conversation I listened onto, and it was the same thing. I didn't really find any specific podcasting conversation. Well, I might have missed some. Maybe it happened earlier or when I left. But whilst I was there, I don't even think I heard the word podcast once. So yeah, it was not what I expected. But honestly, yeah, it was what it was.
Her experience echoed my own thoughts. We don't have a fully formed industry yet. We have creators, we have networks, but we don't have structure. Not enough collaboration, not enough data, not enough shared identity. And if events like this become the reference point for the rest of the world, then we need to rethink what we're presenting as the industry.
It made me ask questions for sure. Questions being, why am I not hearing anything specific to the podcasting industry? Why are the people who I know personally who have actually contributed to this industry, why are they not being platformed? Like, why are the conversations not even touching on podcasting as a medium? They spoke on storytelling for sure, storytelling in different mediums, but storytelling in podcasting is also another thing, because you'd have your different types of podcasting and the types of stories you can tell with podcasting and all of that. So it definitely made me ask a lot of questions. Was I disappointed? I mean, I expected more from that. But if I'm being honest, when I had looked through the programming on their websites, I had a feeling on what it was going to be. I wanted to be wrong, basically.
But our conversation wasn't all critique. One of the parts that excited me most was a new podcast recommendation newsletter.
What the inspiration is. So this is a problem I face, and I assume a lot of people also face it. When you're done listening to a podcast you really love, you're trying to find the next one. And my way of trying to find it is by asking people around me, people who I actually trust their opinion and their taste. I ask them, okay, what are you listening to? Okay, can you share? Sometimes I don't even have to ask. They just send me the things that they've enjoyed. And I listen to it and I enjoy it. So I was thinking, how do I then make sure I have a continuous flow of podcasts to listen to? And how do I make it special? And the idea came to make a podcast recommendation newsletter. And to make it special, I wanted to speak to the people who are actually in the podcasting industry on the things that have inspired them, the things that they listen to and they stop and they take note of, the things that actually gets their mind churning. And even aside from that, I wanted it to also be an opportunity to document their journeys. So in the newsletter, they would have, I would speak to them on how they got into podcasting, what they think about it as a medium for storytelling, all of these things. And then I ask them specific questions, specific prompts, and then they give me their recommendations based off of those prompts. And I think it's a very important resource to have. I am very excited about this, because this is going to be a page where different people come, no matter what stage you are in podcasting. If you're new, if you're already a creator, if you're just already obsessed, if you're looking for something to tide you over the next few weeks, next few months, you'd come, you find a podcast. Hopefully you'd love it, because the whole point of this is to be able to trust the podcasts that are being recommended, because these are people who have actually built up their taste by virtue of even creating podcasts themselves. I've had a couple of interviews already, and after every interview, I am just so elated that, wow, this conversation was incredible. I can't wait for people to read. And the response I've gotten from the people I've also spoken with, they like it. They enjoy it. They also have been giving me suggestions on people to speak with. So I'm excited about this. It seems like everyone else I've spoken to is excited about this. I just can't wait to start.
We need more of this kind of work. Curation, storytelling, documentation. It's part of how an ecosystem matures. Before we wrapped, I asked if she planned to attend Podcast Movement again.
I am not sure. Do you know what's interesting? During Podcast Movement 2025, honestly, the only reason I went was because I was already in Houston when it happened. I didn't make any overt decision or overt planning to go. So if by chance I am also in Houston when it's happening next year, I would be there. But what's interesting is when I was speaking to Brian during the events this year, we spoke a couple of times because I've always found myself in his panel and asking him questions after. So when I spoke to him after one of his panels, and he mentioned how Sounds Profitable and Podcast Movements were becoming one. He spoke about the plans for 2026 and how he plans on widening the scope of the panels, the conversations, the diversity aspects and all of that. And I mentioned that, wouldn't it be nice? No, what did I actually say? Let me get this right. I mentioned how maybe in a few years I would also be a panelist at Podcast Movement. And he's like, why does it have to be a few years? It can be next year. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. And he encouraged me to apply to be a speaker. Mm. And when he said that, I was like, that is interesting because I didn't even think of that. I don't know if that is what is going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to apply or if I'm going to make
it. It is going to happen. You have to. And honestly, she should. We need more of us in those rooms. Africans, Nigerians, storytellers, builders, people who can speak for our reality instead of letting others define it. We ended the conversation on a warm note.
I would also just quickly like to thank you for your support, because I've also never met you, but then the way you support every single thing I do and I post, it's honestly so insane to me, and I really appreciate it. Because even at Podcast Movement, you directed me to a couple of people to speak with. Ariel was one of them, Ike was also one of them, and it was just so... It was very, very kind of you. And I see that that's just naturally who you are. So I really, really appreciate the amount of effort and support you put into me. And I assume like everyone else in this community. So thank you so much, Tony.
I told her what I always believe. I amplify people doing meaningful things, not out of obligation, but out of conviction. Our ecosystem is still young, still scattered, still forming. But conversations like this remind me that we're not lacking in talent or vision. We just need more people willing to build, question, collaborate, and dream. And Damilola Oyelike is one of them. I hope today's episode sparked some ideas, tackled a challenge, or opened your eyes to a new opportunity. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your support helps keep this conversation going. And if you've got thoughts or stories of your own, then please reach out to me at Tony Doe Media on social media. I'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and chasing those opportunities. Chat again soon.